You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time right now. I got a couple of news for nerds.
Nudes? You got a couple of nudes?
Right here. First one has to do with food.
Okay.
If you go out to eat frequently, you probably see all sorts of plant-based meat alternatives that are out there for you.
Yeah.
They've become pretty big. You know, what do they call them? Impossible Burgers or something like
that. I enjoy the plant-based meatballs that you can order through Amazon Fresh. That is a nice
little
plug.
There you go.
Oh, they're really, really good, actually. You'd never know they were plant-based.
I'll give them a try. I like this. Is that Morningstar Farms sausage?
That's pretty good, too. Yeah.
I like
it. It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, now the latest idea they're saying is insect as a meat alternative. Insect burgers, maybe in your future, specifically these things called mealworms.
Yeah, we had to raise mealworms in elementary school, if I recall.
Did you?
It was like a science thing, yeah. We had to
grow
them.
Did you ever think you'd be eating them?
No, I did not. Kind of
grosses me out. They do use them now as snacks for pets, but you could be next. They say they are let me give you the quote. A nutritious and healthy food source with high amounts of fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, fiber, and high-quality protein, which is like that of meat.
You're a fatty acid.
Well, mealworms are coming.
It'll slim you right down.
Open up wide.
All right, I'll try
Maybe you're not feeling too good, and you pop a pill, and you're like, dang, how long does it take for this pill to kick in? Well, now the smarty pants over at Johns Hopkins have looked into it, and they have found that it does make a difference how you align yourself physically when you take a pill, meaning if you're standing up, it takes a certain amount of time for the pill to kick in. If you lie down on your back, it takes a certain time. If you lay on your left side, your right side, and it varies significantly. They say the fastest way to get a pill to kick in is to pop it, lie down on your right side.
Okay.
And if you do that, there's a chance, because you were talking earlier as a joke about, you know, taking a suppository. Well, a suppository gets the pill right up into your intestines, which is where it is
absorbed, distributed
to your bloodstream. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not from your stomach. It has to get into your intestines.
Yep.
And this way, because you're not symmetrical on your inside, if you lie down, Jeremy, on your right side, the pill has a much better chance of getting to your intestines quickly.
Quicker. Okay, there you go.
All right. 10 minutes, maybe, if you're on your right side. If you're on your left side, it could take more than an hour and a half.
Oh, my God.
That's the kind of difference we're
talking
about.
That's a huge difference.
Do you have a celebrity lookalike? Has anyone ever told you who you look like, Jeremy?
Yes. I believe his name is Spencer Pratt. Let me look him up. He was like a reality star. Yeah, Spencer Pratt. You have to look
him
up,
too. I'm going to see if that looks like you.
He was dating that Heidi Montag for a long time. They were kind of a train wreck of a couple.
Yeah, I see that. He's got a whiter face than you do.
A little whiter, but some people say I look like
Not
him.
Not whiter, as people who are listening.
You can't get any whiter than me. But
can I get whiter
and then
than
I
Jeremy?
I get Vin Diesel a lot, too.
Oh, shut up. I used to get told that I look like our former president, Bill Clinton's brother, Roger Clinton, who was a bit of a goofball. And if you do a Google search of him from like the 90s, I kind of see it, sadly. But they went out and surveyed people, and they say that 15% of us believe there is a celebrity who looks oddly similar to us. And 58% of people agree that there must be a doppelganger of theirs, that's a lookalike, somewhere in the world. Well, of course.
There's
sure 8 billion people on the planet now.
The ones that I love seeing is when they find old, like, Civil War photos and photos of that era, and they compare them to, like, celebrities. Like, Matthew McConaughey has one, I believe. Denzel Washington has one.
That.
And it's like, Nicolas Cage has one. And it's these old-timey black and white photos. And you're like, holy crap, that's Nicolas Cage.
That's funny.
Do a Google image search for that. It's crazy.
That's like reincarnation.
It is. It's super weird.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about how Sylvester Stallone was getting a tattoo covered up with a picture of one of his old dead dogs. And his people had reported everything's fine in their relationship. Remember? And I was saying that yesterday.
Yeah.
The people, the handlers say that everything's fine. Now, one day later, it's reported they actually are getting a divorce. After 30 years together and 25 years of marriage, he's 76, she's 54. She says that she's accusing Sylvester Stallone of hiding and transferring marital assets to screw her over.
Oh my gosh.
He, however, says they're divorcing, quote, amicably and privately.
Hey, everything's going to be all right.
Oh my God. He is a treasure, isn't he?
He is a treat.
He's some sort of treasure. And the last thing I got from the celebrity world, for those of you who are old enough, or if you just watch it on reruns, the television show Seinfeld, it has now been, this blows my mind, it's been 24 years since Seinfeld went off the air with that horrible last episode. For being what many consider one of the top 5, top 10 TV shows in history, it has also one of the top 3 worst endings,
really bad.
Is what people say.
Really bad.
So now they talk to the actor Wayne Knight. He's the one who played Newman. Hello, Newman. And he says something that I think makes a lot of sense. He says, quote, I don't think you can end that show in a way that would work.
Probably. Yeah.
He says the idea of doing a retrospective winds up feeling like a clip show, meaning just clips of the show. He says, so they wanted to pay tribute to people who had been on the show through the years. And he goes, quote, it didn't quite land in the way that they wanted, end quote. Yeah.
Womp, womp, womp. Yeah.
I think he's right. You know, if you take any of your favorite shows, it's really difficult to make them end well. Like,
sure.
Did you like the way Ozark ended? I kind of did.
It was fine. I just finished Better Call Saul. I liked the way that ended. It was just fine.
I like the way Breaking Bad
Breaking Bad ended fine. Yeah.
But, you know, a bunch of others, like old classic shows, the way they ended, people usually scream about it.
Yeah.
But all right, whatever. What else is trending?
Well, the big local trending news is tonight is a big night for Jeffco families and employees, Jeffco School District, because 5 p.m. tonight, the board members for the school district are meeting to announce their recommendations on what schools need to be closed next year. This is, highlight next year. Many of the schools in Jeffco are just like at 50 to 60% capacity due to, lower enrollments, homeschooling, transferring districts, lower birth rates is a big deal. So I guess a bunch of the families in Jeffco are going to hear tonight, and then they're going to have the public hearings and then discuss it and then, settle on for sure which schools will be closed sometime later in October, I believe is what I was reading. So that's going on tonight. I have the hot new trend in home building. I absolutely love this. Meet the Costco door. It's a simple but basically brilliant concept. It's gone viral right now. What you do is it's a little tiny door in your garage that connects directly into your pantry. So you can back your Suburban into the garage, open the back doors.
Yeah.
Open the little Costco door, and Costco, everything's huge and heavy. You lug it out of the back of the Suburban and slide it right into your pantry through that little door.
That is brilliant.
And it's the Costco door. Isn't that fantastic? Saving you time, saving you effort.
Saving your back.
I posted some examples of it on our Facebook page if you want to check that out. Today is National Kiss and Makeup Day. If you got somebody that you're fighting with, disagreeing with,
I guess you're supposed to
reach out to him and kiss and make up today.
I don't think I do.
But the day is young. Maybe I'll feud with somebody today, and then
you're always feuding with the sports station guys.
I'm going to go apologize right now.
Go kiss them.
The big celebrity question of the morning: should Nick Cannon get the big vasectomy, the big V? Nick Cannon is now expecting his 9th child, his 3rd with a model named Brittany Bell. She's delightful looking. I was looking at pictures. Here's kind of the breakdown. He's got an 11-year-old twins with Mariah Carey. He's got a 5-year-old named Golden and a 19-month-old named Powerful with Brittany Bell. He's got a newborn son named Legendary with a different model. 13-month-old twins Zion and Zillion with somebody else. Anyway, you start adding them up. 9 kids. He's actually fathered 10 because, sadly, in the news over the past year, he had one child pass away. But Nine kids with various ladies.
And isn't he expecting two right now with two different women?
Could be. I don't want to go through the rundown again. I don't want to read all this. All I know is he's got nine kids with various ladies. And I don't know. I mean, he's a good-looking guy. I could see why you'd want to, you know, procreate with him. But I don't know, Dom. That's a lot of kiddos running around.
A lot of babies.
Some of the quick headlines this morning. Obsessively watching the news can make you mentally and physically sick. Gee, you think? We needed a study for this? I've actually cut down my news intake by quite a bit. Because I was starting to feel this.
I was a little concerned about you because you were a total news junkie. And I think it affects
too
people.
Too much. And I feel so much better by not watching the news.
Good.
A couple of social media chefs just set a new Guinness World Record for the most fast food restaurants visited in 24 hours. They went to 69 different fast food places in 24 hours. Did a little sampling from each, it looks like. So
how many? 69.
69 in 24
hours. Does that mean
hours.
69 completely separate brands? Or, like, could they go to,
oh,
like,
I didn't
McDonald's?
Dig any deeper in that. I don't know. I just saw the headline.
I wonder
if
you could go
to,
like, 10 Chick-fil-A's or something.
I'd be all right with that. Gen Zers are sharing things this morning that annoy them about their own generation.
It's an interesting list, actually.
Anyone born from 96 to 2012, I'll give you a few things on there. They hate the dumb online trends like the Tide Pod Challenge that went around a couple years ago. The cringy slang like chuggy. Do you even know what chuggy means? I had to look it
tell
up.
Tell me.
It's used to describe someone who is out of date or trying too hard.
Trying too hard.
It's basically our trending report. Slaps is to be excellent or amazing, especially referring to a song that someone finds extremely good, as in, this song slaps. Let's try to work that in today. And then OK Boomer is on the list, which Dommy had a hoodie made with OK Boomer on there.
I know, it's great. I like that.
Yeah, there's many more things on the list. You can find it on our Facebook
There's one
page.
On there that we should point out. It's not one? In the have fun mode of the trending report, but I think it's true. The number two one they put on there was Gen Zers are disgusted about their own insatiable need for attention.
Oh, yeah.
That's a biggie, man.
It is, yeah. Look at me.
It colors a lot of things.
Look at me. All right, let's do clickbait. It's so good.
Clickbait.
This is so funny. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's you're going to laugh. You're going to cringe. I guess there's this giant slide in Detroit. It's been around since 1967. Cost like a buck to ride it. It was closed for a while, but then they reopened it with a fresh coat of wax. And there's like four big bumps as you go down the slide. And kids and parents are going way too fast on this thing now, and they're basically flying off of it.
They're wiping out.
They're wiping out. They're getting hit really hard as they slam down on it, and it's quite comical. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. Clickbait.
I didn't see in the story if they talked about anyone getting seriously hurt.
I don't think anyone got seriously hurt.
The way some of the people hit, you know, when they land, it looks like they're getting hurt.
I think they ended up having to, like, shut it down for a few hours and trying to, like, scuff it up a little bit or something.